everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 84.
Out of fingers. I can't do that. 84. There you go.
There you go. This is Adam, and which you guys all know and love. He's usually
here for
Foy's now.
Whatever.
Now it's other boy with Foy.
Right, but now it's just other boy with Foy. So Adam's back, and before we start the show, Adam was really excited about something that just happened this weekend.
The Microsoft store in Bellevue, Washington opened up.
But why was it exciting, Adam?
It's exciting because Miley Cyrus is playing.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, right. She had a concert in the store. First thousand people
got VIP tickets, and the second thousand got.
Did you go?
Normal tickets. I did not go.
Adam,
I was doing work, and I wanted to make sure the customers got tickets. That sounds like an excuse, doesn't it? I think it is an excuse.
Your boss isn't watching this. No. Have you been to any of the Microsoft stores?
I haven't yet, but. This week, I'm going to Chicago for Thanksgiving,
so you'll check it out.
So I will check out the one in, I think it's Oak Brook there.
Nice, and if you guys have been to any of the stores in your neighborhood, because they're populating more and more, let us know what you think of them. And with that, we're going to start the show.
Here we go.
All right, in a recent blog post by Takeshi Nomoto, who is a VP
on the Office team.
And he does a blog on Office.com, he talks about the new availability of Office documents, Excel, PowerPoint, Word, available through Facebook. So I can send you a message in that.
Once I can get messages on Facebook in the new stuff, it's not to everybody yet. Do you have the new messaging stuff in Facebook?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't have it yet. I can't use it.
Oh, Adam.
I know. I feel left out.
So, well, what you could do if we could send
150 megabyte attachments and we could of Word docs to each other and
or
we could
PowerPoint
read
them.
Or PowerPoint. Mainly Excel spreadsheets.
Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah.
I'm less excited if I got an Excel spreadsheet in my Facebook mail message, but I mean, sometimes PowerPoint
presentations
are cool.
But you want 150 megabyte Word doc?
PowerPoint.
With video.
You know, they can do little animations in PowerPoint.
There you go.
This is cool. So what you do is...
all through the PowerPoint web app.
That's right. So you don't even need to have Office installed on your computer, although you should.
Yeah.
You should. But it actually just takes you to a link on office.com and opens up through the web app.
Which is great. I mean, it's one less step. You don't have to download anything. You don't have to worry about that. You can just use it.
That's right. And now there's like even more legitimate reason for me to be on Facebook while at work.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's...
You got to think ahead.
You got to keep multiple tabs. One with Farmville.
Right, well, of
course. And then, of course, one with your Word docs open that are coming to
Exactly.
Facebook.
I mean, it's all productivity messed with social networking,
I don't know if the Facebook messaging stuff is great for, like, confidential information for work, but now it will work.
Confidentiality.
Who cares about that?
So anyway, Facebook and web apps, yay. Outlook.
There you go.
Not Outlook. All right, I recently found a really cool website called WindowsPhone7Secrets.com.
Is it Windows Phone Secrets or Windows Phone 7
Sorry,
Secrets?
It's Windows Phone Secrets.
Yeah, we don't want to give people bad URLs. We've done that before and we've ended up in bad situations.
I've been in trouble.
Yes.
I've almost lost my job. But luckily I'm still here. It's WindowsPhoneSecrets.com.
Luckily.
Run by Paul Theroux. And in this one, he tells us about recently they just launched the visual search for Windows Phone apps on Bing. Which is great because... I mean, you can always find the hottest apps through my show, Hot Apps, every Tuesday here on Channel 9. But if you missed an episode...
Tune in, everybody.
That's right. But if you missed an episode, now you can just type Windows Phone 7 applications into Bing, and they're searchable by...
Or Windows Phones... Oh, that's... Never mind. That's the secrets page.
Right, that's a different thing.
Yeah, okay.
Applications.
I like the visual search because you can look through it, and you at least get the pictures. So if when you're flipping through the marketplace on your phone...
Mm-hmm.
The pictures are quicker to identify than like the words.
Which is why it's really important to have a really good photo.
A distinct photo, easily identifiable.
A descriptive photo. You know, like sometimes like it's AP a cool one, design, but it tells me nothing about
the AP app. One for the news.
AP.
No doubt there what
right,
that one's
I've
about.
Got that one pretty clear. But some of the photos, you know, when I'm scrolling through looking for new apps, the photo gives me no idea what the app is about. And this is really how you're going to sell your app to people. I mean, your catchy photo, a descriptive image, I mean, that's what's going to make me
and
click on
ratings,
it.
And good ratings. That's the key.
Good ratings.
Good
and
ratings.
Low price also
free,
tends to help.
Free definitely sells more than... I did see an app on there for $59.99 that proves you're rich with a picture of a champagne bottle.
Is that an app?
It was. I don't know
the
if
app
it still
is. Are you wondering if you're rich? Buy this app and we'll tell you?
No, it just says if you buy this, you're rich. And it shows you a bottle of champagne.
Well,
I did not buy it.
I haven't yet previewed or demoed that app. But otherwise, if you guys are looking for a quick and easy way to scroll through the marketplace, this is a great visual
search. Yeah, it gives you all the great the filtering stuff that you want, too, like top apps,
right,
by category, all those different filtering things.
Yeah, which is a lot easier than trying to search through, I find, than trying to search through on my phone.
Yep.
You know, so this is great.
Exactly.
Now you guys can get to it, so get to it. And send your suggestions to Hot Apps.
So, Laura, I was reading allfacebook.com, and it has the list.
I check there daily.
Do you?
Yes.
Yes. They have a list of the fastest-growing apps on Facebook right now. And
yeah.
What's number one? You read it daily.
Bing! And
almost 5 million users.
I was excited when I saw
awesome.
That. That's awesome,
yeah.
You know? But then I kind of went through and looked at what else the world is downloading and installing, and I was really disappointed.
In the top 10 apps, there's 10. So now
that
we're on number two.
No, I was disappointed in what it says about our culture and humans as a whole.
It goes from
people who want to learn more and want to find things and, you know, increase their knowledge and bing and search and find and make decisions to...
It's a decision engine.
It is a decision engine to Quiz Whiz, where you can learn things like...
What hockey team are you?
What NHL team are you?
Not an NHL team. I'm not really a hockey
team. If you were a cookie, what cookie would you be?
Yeah, one of them. I'm trying to think. What did that... Yeah,
if you weren't a person, what would you be? This is the second fastest growing application.
That's pretty deep, though.
We've got Hollywood City.
That quiz will answer reincarnation problems or questions for you.
That's true.
It may alleviate
fear. Maybe I'm not looking at this from the right perspective.
Maybe those people are deeper than the ones searching for things that are easily understandable.
Maybe our culture is full of deep-souled, you know, thought leaders.
Who can only express themselves
searchers.
Through quizzes on Facebook.
Right.
Right. No, that's it.
Well, they have to mask, you know, themselves as though they were just a kooky application on Facebook, but really they're searching for answers to morals.
You can't introduce too much change at once. People freak out, so you do it through little quizzes and then all of a sudden,
the
boom,
fact that
new
Crime
religion.
City is number five says about
it. It kind of feels like Grand Theft Auto to me. Not going to lie. There's also one that's Hollywood City, which is about being famous. It's pretty much your life ends up on TMZ, apparently.
Right. That's always good. You know, it's a lot of games which tell me, a lot of kooky games which tell me that maybe kids are Facebook are using a lot of these.
I don't know.
Again, you're a Farmville fan.
Yeah, huge fan.
So I don't really know what it says about our culture.
It's the casual games. It's the casual games. You don't have to sit down and play for a long time. You can play for a few minutes and walk away, which is good.
Yeah, I saw that on the list of best, fastest growing apps. There's always a poker game, which that I get, because that's good. That's fun.
Are you judging? I might be judging. Are you judging Island God against poker?
I might be.
What if they play poker on the island?
If you're the island god,
you can put poker on the island.
I'm the problem here. I get it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm sensing a trend.
All right. Last week we talked about how some people are taking their Kinect devices and using it in creative ways.
Creative ways.
And this week I found a story about a very creative use of their Kinect. It's a Kinect interactive art installation. Done in Germany.
Yeah.
By a very popular.
This kind of makes me want to go to Germany right now, but it's cold.
It is. Although
it is
hardly summertime outside those doors here, Adam.
That is true. That is
true. We are not in tropical paradise.
I know.
In Seattle. It was by Sylvie Vanderhard, who apparently is huge in Germany. You would know
popular.
Her because you're a fan of that kind of thing. Miley Cyrus, Sylvie.
No. Oh, yeah. They're the same person, I think.
Okay.
And Hannah Montana's the third brand.
Interesting. You're really educating me this week.
Anyway,
the art installation was really awesome. They figured out a way to... project the Kinect against this arc building, correct?
It's a gate. To a castle of sorts.
There's an arc in it. There's an arc.
Yeah, it was a gate.
A gate with an arc.
An arch where you would walk through.
And Sylvie would stand, far, far away from it, a block or so, and use her body to affect the images. Yeah.
They had two interactive zones where people could stand and the general public could walk up and interact with bouncing balls and stuff that were all projected up onto the architecture.
It was really beautiful, really cool. And it always gets me going to see people take any sort of technology, but Microsoft technology in particular, and really take it to the next level and show what it can do and get creative about its uses. I love it. So kudos to Sylvie Vandervaart. We love it.
Vandervaart. Laura, last week, Microsoft Link 2010.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
You know, I know we've had some videos.
Have you heard of Office Communicator?
Yes.
Yes.
I use Office Communicator.
You do. Link is the new version of Communicator, but it also brings together all the services of Live Meeting into the same thing. So you can have an IM conversation, extend it to voice really easy, and then start sharing things. And
now,
doing
how does that differ from, because Office Communicator now has like a video chat option.
Sure. So, I mean, it is the same video chat option, but a lot of the stuff you'd get through Live Meeting, like external people joining, that stuff that's easier. There's a web-based link client that people can like click on I've been using it for a while, and it's external. We'll send to external partners who can click and join these same link conversations.
Nice.
That get the same shared applications and the whiteboards and all that great stuff that's in Communicator, but now it's blended into the Live Meeting service and available.
Awesome. So you've been using it. You like it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
You're a fan of Link.
I'm a fan of Link. If it was on Facebook, maybe it is on Facebook.
Maybe it will
be
soon.
I should search. Sorry, I've been too embedded in my farm.
I know. Yeah. I know you have. So this announced last week, and I think I heard that there's a free trial for those of you who want to give it a go. But otherwise, this is pretty much a business thing. Your company would buy this, not really for you at home.
As far as my understanding, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks,
Adam. We use it at work, not at home. Okay.
All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Ping, come back next week for more news and hot stories. And, of course, we want to thank Adam for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And lending all your wisdom and knowledge and giving me and really pointing out to me where I've been sort of judgy and critical at the world and how I
you
can prove myself
before.
As a better
you
human being
yes.
and really contribute to the world more. I feel enlightened after this experience with you. I do.
I sense sarcasm.
No. We're going to have you back all the time.
All the time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with that... we're out of here. See you guys next week.